It's Friday, June 6, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Meth and prescription drugs found during a traffic stop near Hayward last weekend. The 50th Barron County June Dairy Breakfast is tomorrow. State budget talks stall between the legislative Republicans and the governor, and you can visit state parks and trails free this weekend. Methamphetamine and prescription drugs are found during a traffic stop near Hayward late Saturday. Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Morotek said a 1993 Ford F-250 was pulled over on Highway 27 south of Hayward just after 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. A canine alerted to possible drugs in the truck, prompting a search that allegedly found a half ounce of methamphetamine and a bottle of unidentifiable prescription medication. The driver, 38-year-old Benjamin J. Isham of Hayward, was arrested on possession of meth with intent to deliver, possession of illegally obtained prescription drugs, and resisting an officer. He was in the Sawyer County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. Celebrate June Dairy Month with the Barron County Dairy Promoters tomorrow. Amber Gonski with details.
Barron County boasts the longest-running June Dairy Breakfast in the state of Wisconsin, and tomorrow they'll mark the 50th by serving the traditional pancakes, all Wisconsin omelet, maple syrup, applesauce, cheese, milk, and coffee. Hillsdale Dairy welcomes attendees to their farm where they milk 50 head, mostly Holsteins and Jerseys, along with brown Swiss, red and white Holstein, and a Guernsey. Ben Kraft explains how the farm has changed since they first hosted the event in 2021.
I finally splurged and put cow mattresses in, and these cows are so spoiled and babied. It's just a solid rubber mat. It's more comfortable, better footing. Because usually I used to just bed heavily with a lot of sawdust and a lot of straw. I have had a lot less injuries. I've just noticed a lot more happier, content cows when they are in the barn, especially during the wintertime.
The event will feature music, self-guided farm tour, a history display, door prizes, and much more. The farm is located on State Highway 25, just south of Barron. Breakfast served from 6 to 11 a.m. Free will offering will be taken. I'm Amber Gonski.
Budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans stall. Ted Ehlin tells us more.
The Democratic governor accuses Republican lawmakers of walking away from negotiations, while Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Howard Markline say Evers' spending priorities have extended beyond what taxpayers can afford. A statement from Evers said he agreed to Republican proposals, including a tax cut for certain retirees and the middle class, but added that he is, quote, disappointed that Republican lawmakers aren't willing to reach consensus and common ground, end quote. Lemieux and Markline stated their confidence that the legislature will pass a 2025-27 budget that the governor will sign. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Here is Senator Howard Markline.
We've put three budgets on his desk in the last three budgets, and he signed them. And I'm very hopeful that we will do a responsible budget that we can afford, that addresses the major priorities. And a lot of the priorities that the governor's office has and we have are very similar.
JFC co-chair Representative Mark Bourne said Republicans broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. And Evers' spokesperson says that's not accurate. The U.S. Department of Justice threatens to withhold federal funding to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. A Wednesday letter from the Justice Department accuses the commission of not providing a complaint process or hearing for Wisconsin voters, referencing a 2022 state court decision that the commission can't police itself. The DOJ says that violates the Help America Vote Act, leaves voters with complaints stranded in their grievances, and risks future funding from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. Aquafest events today. The Hulk Power Sports Food Court opens at 11 a.m. The Double Stops play from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the food court. On the Carnival on North Lakeshore Drive, that's open from 12 to 4 p.m. and from 6 until 10 p.m. On the main stage at 7 p.m., Dylan Martinson opens for Joe Nichols. And a reminder, the Aqua Bug has been found. It was in Rue Park. Take advantage of a state park during Free Fun Weekend. Sean Maloney tells us more.
State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes will be waived for all visitors Saturday and Sunday. Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams for you to check out. Free fishing clinics will also be held over the course of the weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. Visit the DNR events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.